We continue 15 lines down from the top on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're discussing the idea of what to do with Avodah Zarah after it's been Mevatel. Rabbi Yossi said you can, in the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Sochek Vizorah L'Ruach, grind it up and throw it into, scatter it into the wind, or throw it into the ocean. But the Chachamim were unhappy with the idea of scattering it through the wind because it can be used as fertilizer and then you're getting benefit from it. And we had a whole long discussion about getting hana from the idols, which turned into fertilizer. But right now, we're discussing for a moment the idea, the pasuk mentioned before, that King Asa deposed his mother, Maacha, because of the Avodah Zarah, Asher Asasa Mifletzes, the Asher Mifletzes, because she made some idols Mifletzet. So what is Mifletzes? That's what the Gemara asks. My Mifletzasa Amar of Yehuda to have a Mafli Leitzanusa. She made these idols which were Mafli Leitzanus, the Leitzanus, the lightheartedness that there was used was wondrous. What does that mean exactly? What was so abominable? Kidatani Rav Yosef, Kmin Zichrus Asasala, she made some sort of pipe in order to have sex with this idol. And that was the idea. So gave the idol a male body part so that she could pleasure herself through that. And it was a daily thing for her. So that was the abominable act. But anyhow, The Gemara continues with this discussion about what to do with the fertilizer or what to do with the Avodah Zarah after you cut it up and pulverize it. Amr lehen Rav Yosi, v'alok far nemar v'chitas nechash nechoshesh asher asa Moshe. We know in Melachim Beis that the Chizkiah had destroyed the nechash nechoshesh. Moshe made the nechash nechoshesh, that copper snake, to heal people. And then eventually Chizkiah decided that he had to destroy it. Why did he have to destroy it? Because people started using it as a Avodah Zarah. So he chopped it up and pulverized it and destroyed it. And what did he do? He got rid of it. So clearly that it should be okay. And therefore, it can be used. What do we assume? We don't assume that it was, as Toso says, that it was thrown into the ocean, because the pasuk would have told us that it would have been thrown in the ocean. The assumption is that it was used as fertilizer. It was just thrown, scattered into the wind. Amru lo, the Chachamim said back to him, Misham Raya, that's not a proof. Harayu Omer v'yomer Hashem al Moshe, asay lecha sraf. Says, no, you know what? It's true that the Chizkiah had this pulverized and scattered the Avodah Zarah into the wind, and it technically could have been used as fertilizer, but that case specifically is not an issue. Why not? Because that staff belonged to Moshe. Moshe used it not as an idol, used it as a healing power, for healing. So no one can take someone else's item and turn it into Avodah Zarah. You can't asser something which does not belong to you. And therefore, v'hasam, b'dinhu d'ksusei lo havitzarech. The truth is, Chizkiah didn't even need to command them to pulverize it. It wasn't necessary, because it didn't belong to them. But why did he do it? Alakivan d'chaza d'kato Yisrael basrei. But since he saw that people were following this copper serpent, Amad v'chisaso, he decided it was important to, as Rashi says, to be mefarsim the item, to publicize the issue. He said, you know what, let's pulverize it. Okay, so again, no proof here that one way or another. So now the Gemara continues. Again, we're trying to determine whether we follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion that you can be sochik v'zera l'ruach, or we have to be concerned that it's used as fertilizer. So here from this one, we're not so clear. Amr lehem v'alok var nemar v'yazvu shamet atzebeyem v'yisoyim David v'anashav. We have a pasuk in Shmuel Bet that talks about them, the plishtim, had to leave their idols, and David v'yisa'im. What does v'yisa'im mean? Literally means to carry, but we'll see what this means. How are they carrying idols? Umay mashma d'hai v'yisa'im David lishna d'zruyehu. How do you know that this language of v'yisa'im here doesn't mean carry, but it means he scattered them? Kedim etargim Rav Yosef, tizareim v'ruach tisaim. That scatter it, and the wind will blow it away. The wind will carry it. In other words, it'll scatter it. So here you have a pasuk that indicates that after they took the idols from the plishtim, they crush them up and scatter them. Umitargiminan tazrinan veruach tiltaltalun. And that pasuk, the definition of that pasuk, we just said it in English, but in Aramaic it means tazrinun, scatter it, and the wind will take it. Amru lo, so the Chachamim said back to him, Mishamrai, that's not a proof against me or against us, because that was a different unique case. Hareyu omer vayister fuba eish. It also says in another pasuk, in that context of Shmuel Bet, it says vayisru fuba eish, they burned it. Well, umidilok siv vayisarfeim vayisaim, and from the fact that the pasuk doesn't say they burned it and then vayisaim and then they scattered it, shmamina vayisaim mamish. It sounds like, says the Chachamim, they actually literally picked it up. They carried it. Well, if they're carrying it, they didn't scatter it. So therefore you see that they, according to the Chachamim, they didn't scatter it and use it as fertilizer. They carried it away. But now the Gemara says, Mikol makom kashya krai hadari. But nevertheless, we have a problem here, because we have one pasuk which tells us that they vayisaim, and one pasuk which indicates vayisrafeim. So did they burn it or did they scatter it? What is this happen? How do we resolve this contradiction? So the Gemara answers, Kid Rav Huna, the Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna brought a contradiction, which is these two psukim. One actually is in Divri Hayamim, which recounts the story that happened in Shmuel. Shmuel Bet. What's a contradiction? Ksiva yomer David vayisrufa ebeish. When one pasuk it says that he burned it, he said to burn it. Ksiva vayisaim. So how do, and one says he scattered it. How do you resolve this contradiction? Lokasha kan kodem sheba iti hagiti, or he literally picked vayisaim. He picked it up. Lokasha kan kodem sheba iti hagiti, or itai hagiti kan lachar sheba itai hagiti. So it really depends. Before itai hagiti came, or after he came. In other words, Itai was a Philistine who defected to David's camp, and he has the ability to nullify the idol. So initially David said burn it, as Rashi explains, and then Itai came and nullified it, and at that point they carried it. So you don't have to say that they scattered it, but they carried it away, and therefore there's no proof one way or another whether for Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to scatter it into the wind, or for the Chachamim that no, you're not allowed to, because it will turn into fertilizer. The Gemara says, "Dechsiv vayikach es ateres malka me'al rosho u'mishkala kikar zav." The pasuk says they took the ateres malka me'al rosho. They took the crown of the king from his head, and its weight was kikar zav, and its weight was a kikar of gold. So the Gemara says, "How can this be? This is a different context, but another situation where the rabbis are going to bring in Itai to tell us that." What this is a possible thing to assume that Itai came and nullified it. Well, Mishari, how it is possible for David HaMelech to wear the king, the crown of a non-Jewish king? It's Asher Behana, Isuri Hananinu, Amrav Nachman, Itai Hagiti Ba Bitla. Itai came and nullified it. So you see, just like Itai came and nullified it there, he also nullified it in our case. So both times you have this tradition that Itai nullified it, and therefore again, no proof whether you can Zora LeRuach or not. We're unsure. Now, just for good measure, the Gemara has one question. Mishkla kikar zav. It says that the weight of that crown was one golden kikar, which Rashi says is pretty heavy. It's 60 mana. So the Gemara asks, Hechi matzi manachla, how was it possible for David HaMelech to wear this crown? It was so heavy. Just practically speaking, Amrav Yehuda Amrav Ru'uya Lanuach Al Rosh David. Now, he actually didn't wear it, but it was fitting for him to wear it because he now defeated the enemy. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Evan Sho Eves Haisabad, Havas Darala. He said, Rabbi Yossi said that there is some sort of stone that kind of kept it suspended in the air. So the crown, he wasn't literally wearing the crown, but when he would sit, as Tosos says, when he would sit on his Kisei Malchuso, the crown was above the chair and was suspended there. So it was as if he was wearing it. And Rabbi Elazar Amar Evan Yikara Haisaba Sheshava Kikarzab. Rabbi Elazar says actually it was a very light crown, but there was a very expensive jewel that was, the value of it was a Kikarzab. So it was not a weight issue, but the value was equal to the weight. And that's how David could have worn it. So that's how the Gemara ends. But again, no clear answer whether you can be sochek v'zor l'ruach or you have to be concerned of nasa zevel. That remains unanswered or unresolved from this Gemara.